This holiday is about health care.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. President Obama will celebrate Labor Day in Cincinnati today with a speech to one of the country's biggest labor groups, the AFL-CIO. And this will not be one of those generic ceremonial tributes to the role of labor in the history of America. No, President Obama will address the hottest political potato in the country right now, health care. Marketplace's Tamara Keith reports for the labor movement, that is topic number one.
Health coverage is a real problem for labor unions.
Every single major strike that's occurred in the United States in recent years has been over the cost of health care.
Andy Stern is president of the Service Employees International Union. He says thousands of his members are rallying today to send lawmakers a message.
Changing our health care system is what our communities, our families, our companies, and our country need to do right now.
Even in union halls, legislation to make it easier for workers to unionize is taking a back seat to health care. Gary Chason teaches labor relations at Clark University. He says unions have had to make a lot of concessions in the health arena.
The problem that unions have is that it's so expensive and so crucial to the members that they like to get it off the bargaining table as best they can.
Which might explain why unions are pushing so hard for a public health insurance option. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
And as I mentioned, the president's with the AFL-CIO today in Cincinnati. Besides talking health care, he will introduce his new manufacturing advisor. Ron Blum has been on the president's auto industry task force. Now he's going to head the administration's work on revitalizing U.S. manufacturing. The European Commission holds a hearing today on Google Books. This is Google's plan to put millions of books online. It has run into stiff opposition within the European Union, as Stephen Beard reports from London.
Today's hearing brings together European publishers, authors, librarians, and other groups with a keen interest in the Google plan. Some of them fear their valuable rights could be lost. Some are concerned that Google will wind up dominating the market for digital books. But others are worried that if Europe rebuffs Google, only American culture will be made fully accessible online. Underlying the European concern is a legal minefield. There is no Europe-wide copyright law. What is out of copyright in Germany may still be protected in France. Ahead of today's hearings, Google has offered an olive branch. The company has agreed to have two non-American representatives on the board that will administer the book project. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
London, where stocks are moving. Prices moving up there, 2.5% so far today. Other European markets up more than 1%. Asian markets jumped 1.5%. Wall Street's on holiday today, of course. On Friday, the Dow added 97 points to close at 9,441. Top central bankers and regulators agreed to a proposal this weekend on new rules for bank capital requirements. These guidelines would make banks set aside more cushion to guard against hard times, and it would limit the debt they can run up. The weekend meeting was a precursor to the G20 summit later this month. That's when the world's biggest industrial and emerging economies will get together in Pittsburgh.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com.
As more people turn to the web to buy music, artists are trying harder to lure them back to the record store. And I'm not talking about your typical marketing promotion here. Timothy Beckworth has more.
Health is a noise rock band from Los Angeles. They play loud, aggressive music that isn't likely to get much play on alt-rock radio stations. Guitarist Jupiter Keys says they wanted to do something different to promote their new album.
It's like some way to make it a little bit more interesting to get an album, because you know what you're getting when you get a, when you buy a record, especially because you already downloaded it.
To get fans to buy a hard copy, they're taking a page from Willy Wonka and including golden tickets with the CDs. But don't expect a tour of a chocolate factory. Winning fans instead get strange prizes like the chance to prank call a famous indie musician or sharing beers on a webcam while working on an art project. The grand prize is a 3-day trip to L.A. to party with the band. John Famoletti is the band's bassist.
When people talk about music being released now, are always, you know, kind of depressing or sad or how much better it used to be. But one thing that can be better or really exciting about now is that it can be really personal and you can just directly talk with your fans.
The band says they want to make their fans happy, but a boost in CD sales would be welcome. CDs are more profitable for musicians than downloads, but CD purchases have been in free fall for almost a decade. According to SoundScan, CD sales dropped 20% last year. For many bands, convincing fans to buy a CD can be the difference between making a profit and going back to their day jobs. The sales promotions can be pretty simple. One artist took select CD buyers out for a steak dinner, but other bands are resorting to even more bizarre approaches. Bob Lefsetz is a music industry analyst. He recalls a recent CD release with a built-in, high-tech promotion.
It's got a chip which turns the case into a musical instrument akin to a theremin. Yeah, but what does the music sound like? I didn't even bother checking it out because I know it sucks.
These are extreme examples, but experimental promotions are becoming standard operating procedure for bands without major label support. Amy Phillips, news editor at indie rock site Pitchfork.com, says some promotions are more calculated than they seem.
We get emails all the time from labels or publicists who will say, hey, we're looking to leak this track. We've had cases where people have interviewed the artist later and the artist has said, you know, somebody leaked it. I don't know how it happened.
She says the best way to get her attention is to just make great music. I'm Timothy Beckworth for Marketplace.
And finally, in Malaysia, there are 185 McDonald's and one restaurant called McCurry. McDonald's doesn't like that. It accuses McCurry of playing on the McDonald's name. This 8-year copyright infringement battle continues this week as a Malaysian court takes up the matter. McCurry insists it's not ripping anyone off. It says the name is short for Malaysian Chicken Curry. See, MC Curry. McDonald's is not buying it. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. You're up awfully early on a Labor Day. I hope it's a good one.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.